Now, this man, Nicodemus, he came to the Lord Jesus with a mask on. He came to him and he said, Rabbi, we know. Who's we? Why, we Pharisees. He comes as a man of the Pharisees. He wears that mask. We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And he comes with a genuine compliment, by the way. He's no hypocrite. He said, we Pharisees have gotten together, and we know you're a teacher come from God. Now, I think that he came to talk about the kingdom of God. The Pharisees wanted to establish it and throw off the yoke of Rome, and they had no way of doing it. But here comes this one who's so popular, multitudes are following him now. They want to get with him and hitch their little wagon to his star. And he probably has come from up in the country, up in Galilee, and he doesn't know how to deal with these politicians of Rome. They do. And so he comes in a condescending manner, and he says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He had to recognize the miracles. They didn't doubt the miracles of our Lord, friends, in that day. You've got to be a professor in a seminary today, 2,000 years removed and several thousand miles removed from where it took place. And if you'd been back there, you wouldn't have denied the miracles. Now will you notice, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now that's the reason I think he came, to talk about the kingdom of God. I see no reason why our Lord would have referred to it. In other words, our Lord almost abruptly interrupts him and breaks in, and he says to him, the thing is, you can't even see the kingdom of God except you've been born again. Now here's a man religious to his fingertips, and he's a Pharisee, and yet our Lord said to him, you won't even be able to see the kingdom of God except you be born again. And how important it would be for him to be born again. Now Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And our Lord said to him, to be born again, anothen, to be born from above. And this man Nicodemus can't think of anything but a physical birth. And he immediately, you see, drops the mask that he's been wearing, a man of the Pharisees, condescending to Jesus, and he becomes a ruler of the Jews. He says, how can a man be born when he's old? Why, he said, don't you know, as a ruler of the Jews, I would know all about this. And then he points out how ridiculous it is. Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Well, the interesting thing is our Lord wasn't talking about a physical birth at all. But Nicodemus, you see, couldn't think of a spiritual birth at all. This man had no spiritual capacity to take it in.